Look at them sleeping so peacefully. Humans really are fascinating, aren't they? They have no idea that their whole world is about to change. What do you think, Draco? Should I wake them up? Or let them enjoy their sweet slumber a little bit longer?
Whatever you wish, my king. But might I suggest that I leave? Humans often are afraid of dragons. I wouldn't want to frighten the poor thing to death.
You do make a pretty good point. All right. You are free to take your leave, Draco. But I'll see you later.
As you wish, my king. Have fun with your new human plaything.
Oh, I will indeed. As saddened as I am that he wanted to leave, a part of me is glad. I would love to have some more intimate private time with this human, uninterrupted. Wait a minute. You're not asleep at all, are you? I saw you twitching over there. Come on. You can open your eyes now. My dragon Draco has left. Is that why you're pretending to be asleep, little human? There you are. I knew you were awake. Oh, it's all right. There's no need for you to be frightened. Where are you? You're in my dragon castle, obviously. I can see you're a little bit confused. Allow me to start from the beginning. My name is Axel, and I am the Dragon King. We are currently at war with your kingdom. Hence the reason why you are here. Not sure if you remember all of the details, but we just destroyed your capital. There it is. That's the face I was waiting for you to make. Finally remembered, did you? We burned whole cities to the ground and killed millions. Not on purpose, mind you. Why am I doing this? Oh, come now. Don't you know? This was simply all about revenge at first. You see, some of your king's closest knights killed one of my brothers. So I gathered together all the remaining dragons in an attempt at revenge. But once the fighting started and the villages started to burn, your king requested an audience with me. It was actually kind of pathetic. He went on and on about our diplomatic relations for years and blah blah blah, how we're protectors of the realm and whatnot. And the vow dragons made many centuries ago to never completely destroy mankind. We're supposed to be more like your protectors. And we were for a long time. Until you started killing us. Oh, believe me, it was no accident. I was there. Whether or not they were hunting him for sport, or for some sort of a prize, I do not know. But they did succeed in killing one of us. And he just happened to be one of our elders. An older dragon. Lived for thousands of years. His death hit all of us hard. But none so as hard as me. He was my mentor for many, many years. Taught me almost everything I know about the world. And about you humans, too. The fact that your kind went out of your way to kill such an honorable dragon, it makes my blood boil. Oh my, look at you. So defensive. It's almost cute with you all chained up like that. But you're right. That's no excuse for me killing thousands of innocent people. Just to get revenge on a few. But I was mad, you see. Dragons have a lot of unchecked rage. And honestly, I couldn't think of a better way to get you humans to hand over the men responsible for this. Oh, right. I forgot where I was going with that. Well, anyway, I ended up making a deal with the king in order to stop all the carnage. He did agree to hand over the men responsible, as well as to let the dragons plunder all the land we had already decimated. But that wasn't entirely enough for me. You see, I saw you there. I don't know if you remember. You were watching from one of the castle towers. I glanced up at you as I walked in to meet the king. You were mesmerizing. Unlike any human I'd ever seen. And I saw a fire in your eyes. They were angry. Like mine. That was when I knew that I had to have you no matter what the cost. Oh, don't worry. I didn't kill the king. He actually agreed to this deal. They handed you over to me as collateral. And I agreed to pull my forces back out of the capital. We came to a kind of truce. That, and he told me all about you, and your ties to the royal family. Oh, don't look so concerned. If you promise to marry me, that will strengthen the ties between our countries. Not only that, it will establish that we have diplomatic relations as well with your kingdom. And I promise never again to lay a finger on any of them. Do you really think you're in a position to refuse me? See, I don't think you understand the gravity of all of this. Your king gave you up to me willingly. Honestly, I don't think he knew what I was planning to do to you. Whether I was gonna keep you or kill you. But he did it for the safety of the rest of his people. Your sacrifice will not be in vain. But I don't want you to think about it like that. You're not giving up your life. You're starting a new one here with me. And the rest of dragon civilization. We have knowledge and power. Not to mention magic far greater than any human could ever fathom. And with the way you are, I thought you might enjoy being here. The king mentioned that you have a love for dragons, and for our history. But most of the books regarding it aren't allowed for your human eyes. But I can give you access to them. We have huge libraries here with all the knowledge you could ever want. You could study to your heart's content. I could even teach you a thing or two myself, if that's what you want. goodness. You make it sound like I kidnapped you or something. I mean, if you want to get technical, I kind of did. I didn't really give your king a choice in the matter. And I didn't really ask you for your permission either. But I'll admit it was kind of fun. I flew up to your balcony. And when your back was turned, I blew some of my dragon breath at you to make you pass out. It's really strong magic. That might be why you feel a little fatigued now. And a little dizzy. I put you in a deep sleep. But you had wonderful dreams, did you not? Oh, don't worry. I don't intend to keep you chained up in here forever. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't going to try to run away from me. Not that you could leave here anyway. We're thousands of miles away from where you came from. Not only that, we're way up in the sky, too. The Dragon Kingdom isn't your typical place. So if you did try to run away from here, you would only just fall to your death. I am not being cruel, human. There are worse things I could do to you. You see, we dragons aren't frail like you. I could easily snap you in half like a twig if I wanted to. But then that really would make me a monster, wouldn't it? What did you say? You hate me. You don't even know me. How could you say such a terrible thing? Because of me, your family is dead. What do you mean? Was your family not living in the castle with the king? I hadn't destroyed that yet. And with our new alliance, I wasn't planning on it. Your parents were visiting family in the countryside when the dragons decimated it. I'm sorry. I had no idea. What am I saying? I have nothing to apologize for. It was your people who started this war first. I was just taking action. We only attacked the countryside to burn down all of the crops. To limit the humans' resources. It doesn't matter what I say to you, does it? You still think that I'm a monster? Well, fine. I'm not going to try to change your mind. But maybe if I leave you in here for a little while, you'll change your tune eventually. Not fair. I never said that I was going to be fair to you. You are meant to marry me out of necessity. For the sake of your kingdom. And for the lives of the rest of your people. And yet you would still refuse me. I'm not going to pretend that I understand the value of human life, because I don't. As far as my kind are concerned, humans have always just been a means to an end. But you... I thought you were different. I thought you might understand me. But I was wrong. Good night. I'll send someone to feed you later. I have other business to attend to. I already told you. I'm not going to let you go. You're mine, whether you like it or not. And eventually you're going to have to accept that. When you decide to is entirely in your hands. Goodbye for now, human.
Wasn't he? My apologies, human. I did not mean to startle you. I came back to check on the king. And didn't realize the two of you were... well, not quite getting along as planned. Don't worry, little human. I'm not going to eat you. In fact, I'm going to release you from your chains. You may not realize it now, but the king has a good heart. He would never do anything to hurt you. I think he truly loves you. He just doesn't understand you. And the attachments you have to each other. You see, he never knew his parents. His mother abandoned him in the nest. And Markov, one of the oldest dragons, raised him as his own. His father was a mighty king before him. And was unfortunately killed in battle. Many, many, many moons ago. He has not known love or comfort since. He dedicates himself to his work and his studies. He has learned much about your kind, but in the way of emotions, not so much. Yes, Draco is my name. I am also among the Elder Dragons. For a long time, I thought I was the last of my kind. That all of the remaining dragons had left Earth's surface and took up refuge in the sky. They made their own cities. And dragon civilization thrived. Much to learn, young one. And that is also why you are here. As a representative of the human race. If you and King Axel were to wed, it would form an unbreakable alliance between our races. So please give him a chance. I will release your bonds, young one. He has detained himself in his room for the time being. You may find him there, at the end of the fourth corridor. Please be smart, little human. The fate of the human race rests in your hands. You do not want to make enemies with us. I will take my leave now. The rest is up to you.
Damn it. What am I supposed to do with them? They don't want to marry me. They're ignorant and disrespectful. Not to mention they hate me. I was a fool to think I could impress them. Yes, who is it? Please go away. I don't want any company right now. Can't you see I'm wallowing in self-pity? Wait, is that what humans call it? Oh, it's you. Wait a minute. How did you get out of your restraints? I did not permit this. You must go back to the dungeon immediately. You want to talk? Huh. You had your chance for that. Talking is done. The time for diplomacy is over. I seek nothing now but to finish what I started. The war will continue. With or without you. How can I be this way? Why, you insolent little... There's no way a human like you could understand. The dragon you killed was irreplaceable. Just like the rest of my brothers. I will not simply forgive and forget. Well, yes. I do have the men responsible. But that's not enough. The rest of your kind needs to learn their place. They can't just walk all over us. Dragons are the superior race. The sooner you understand that, the better. What are you doing, human? Keep your distance from me. I don't need your coddling. Forgiveness? How dare you ask such a thing of me? You what? Forgive me. For what happened to your family? I know that's a lie. You're just saying that. You already told me how much you hate me. So I'm not falling for it. Your human deception is not going to work on me. I'm the king for a reason. You're agreeing to marry me? For the sake of your people. That's not what I wanted. I wanted you to be with me because you wanted to. Not because I forced it on you. But I did. Yes, I understand. You're not wrong. I brought you here against your will. And bargained with the king without asking you. But would you have said yes otherwise? Your kind hates my kind. How else would I have gotten you here? Just asked? You make it sound so simple. But I know you would have said no to me. Courted you? You're not serious, are you? Isn't that what those humans do in those books you like? What are those called? Romance novels? But that entails things like giving you flowers and stuff like that. Is that really what humans do? It would have been a start. Ah. This culture is so confusing to me. But aside from all that, if you're serious about marrying me, you have to prove it to me right now. Show me your willingness to cooperate. If you do that, then I promise to, well, to court you. Still unfair. Oh, come on. I'm trying, all right? I'm not used to your human, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. You swear to me that you're willing to try. That's what I wanted to hear. Now then, get on your knees, human, and pledge your undying devotion to me, not only as your king, but as your future husband. That's right. Just like that. Seeing you kneeling before me brings me such joy. I never thought I could feel this way. Now it's time for your real test. Come a little closer and stay kneeling. Shh. That's enough. You promised, remember? You agreed to do anything I asked. And this is what I want from you right now. Prove to me how much you want me. How much you want this alliance to work. It's non-negotiable. You see, dragons are very needy. Especially in this way. I need to make sure that you can satisfy me. In all the ways that matter. I'm not trying to force you to do anything. I'm just letting you know what I desire. You can still choose to walk away. That fire in your eyes. That's why I like you. Your fighting spirit. You don't give up so easily. And from what I hear, you like a challenge. So let's see how you handle this one. Get ready, human. I'm about to turn your world upside down. In more ways than one. Oh, right there is perfect. Don't overthink it. Just use your natural instincts. Let's see if you've got what it takes to please the Dragon King. Hey there, my little kitten. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.